This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information for how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Poems by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Read by Linda Liu. Part 8b. Editor's Notes to Poems 59 through 74. Poem 59. What shall I do? Sent me in a letter with his own melody and a note on the poem. Quote, "This is not final, of course. Perhaps the name of England is too exclusive." Unquote. Date, Clongower, August 1885, capital A. Poem 60, The Times or Nightfall. Revised and corrected draft in H. The first two lines are corrected from the original opening in old syllabic verse. The times are nightfall, and the light grows less. The times are winter, and a world undone. Poem 61. Cheery Beggar. Undated draft with much correction in H. Text is the outcome. Poem 62 and 63. These are my interpretation of the intention of some unfinished, disordered verses on a sheet of paper in H. In 63, line 1, furl, is, I think, unmistakable. An apparently rejected earlier version had soft childhoods, Carmen do drift down. Poem 64, The Woodlark. Draft on one sheet of small notepaper in H. Fragments in some disorder. The arrangement of them in the text satisfies me. The word sheath is printed for sheaf of manuscript, and sheaf recurs in corrections, dating of July 5th, 76. Poem 65, Moonrise, June 19th, 1876. H. Note at foot shows intention to rewrite with one stress more in the second half of each line, and the first is thus rewritten, quote, "In the white of the dusk, in the walk of the morning," unquote. Poem 66, Cuckoo, from a scrap in H without date or title. Poem 67, "It being impossible to satisfy myself, I give this manuscript in facsimile as an example," lowercase a and lowercase b. Poem 68, "The child is father," from a newspaper cutting with another very poor comic trollette sent me by GMH. They are signed B-R-A-N. His comic attempts were not generally so successful as this. Poem 69, The Shepherd's Brow, in H. Various consecutive full drafts on the same sheet as 51, and date April 3rd, 89. The text is what seems to be the latest draft. It has no corrections. Thus, its date is between poem 50 and 51. It might be argued that the sonnet has the same right to be recognized as a finished poem with the sonnets 44 through 47. But those had several years' recognition, whereas this must have been thrown off one day in a cynical mood, which he could not have wished permanently to intrude among his last serious poems. Poem 70, To His Watch. H. On a sheet by itself, apparently a fair copy with corrections embodied in this text, except that the original eighth line, which is not deleted, is preferred to the alternative suggestion. Is sweetest comfort's carol, or worst woe's smart? Poem 71. Strike, churl. H. On same page with a draft of part of poem 45, stanza 1, line 4, have at is a correction for aim at. This scrap is some evidence for the earlier dating of the four sonnets. Poem 72, Empithalamion. Four sides of penciled rough sketches and five sides of quarto first draft on, quote, Royal University of Ireland, unquote, candidate's paper, as if GMH had written it while supervising an examination. fragments in disorder with erasers and corrections. Undated. H. The text, which omits only two disconnected lines, is my arrangement of the fragments, and embodies the latest corrections. It was to have been an ode on the occasion of his brother's marriage, which fixes the date as 1888. It is mentioned in a letter of May 25, whence the title comes. I have printed Dean, D-E-N-E, for Dean, D-E-A-N, in two places. In stanza 1, line 9, of poem, cover equals covert, which should be in text, as GMH never spelled phonetically. Stanza 1, line 11, of, maybe, at, manuscript uncertain. Stanza 1, line 38, shoots, is, I think, a noun. Poem 73, Thee, God, I come from, unfinished draft in H, undated, probably 85, on same sheet with first draft of poem 38. Stanza 1, line 2. Day long. Manuscript has two words with accent on. Day. Stanza 1, line 17. Above the words, before me, the words, left with me, are written as alternative. The text is not deleted. All the rest of this hymn is without question. In stanza 1, line 19. Yea, is right. After the verse is printed in text, there is some versified credo, intended to form part of the complete poem, thus, Jesus Christ sacrificed on the cross, molded he in maiden's womb, lived and died and from the tomb, rose in power and is our judge that comes to deal our doom. Poem 74. To him who. Text is an underlined version among working drafts in age. Line 6. Freed equals got rid of, banished. This sense of the word is obsolete. It occurs twice in Shakespeare. Compare Cymbeline, Act 3, Scene 6, line 79. Quote, he rings at some distress, would I could free it. Unquote. Finis. End of part 8b. End of notes. End of poems of Gerard Manley Hopkins. This recording is in the public domain.